Hi, I'm so glad that you've joined me. We're going to be praying today for ourselves and our world. And we're going to use some hand positions today to pray so that even though we're apart, it'll be a little bit more participatory. So obviously, you don't have to use the hand positions because I'm not going to know. But I'm going to use them and I'll explain it. So we're going to start with the traditional hand position with your palms together. And I'm using part of Isaiah 40 for this prayer. So Sovereign God, you who hold the waters of the earth in the hollow of your hands, who weighs the mountains in a scale and the hills in a balance. Jesus, our companion, Emmanuel, God with us. And you, O Holy Spirit, who fills the space between us through time and space and makes it holy, draw us to you and to each other and make us one. So now put your hands on your heart. This is the part of the prayer that's focused on those that we love, that you love, and I'm going to pause for just a minute, well, not a minute, wait, seconds, just a couple seconds, so you can think of those people and bring them to mind. Okay, so here we go. Lord, we pray for those that we love. May they be comforted by your Spirit. Help them to make wise decisions as they seek to keep themselves and others well. If they're sick, give them healing. If they're anxious, give them peace. Meet all of their needs. Although they may be separated from those they love, may they know deep companionship. And help us to be creative in ways of connecting and loving those you've put in our lives. Keep us all whole and healthy. Now lower your hands to represent our community, state, or nation, and take a moment to think of our neighbors and the other people in our community or nations that are personal for you. Okay, Jesus, we pray for our communities, that we will all live and make choices with our neighbors in mind. Be with our leaders. Give them wisdom and courage to act for the good of all. Be with those whose jobs have been affected. May you provide them with security and necessities and hope. May they have hope. Be with everyone whose jobs have changed and who suddenly find themselves in the midst of chaos that they were not expecting. Be with the medical workers and the hospital staff. Be with the researchers. May what they learn save lives. And now make a fist. This is the world. And put it on the palm of your hand. We're going to offer it to God. So now pick a country that's dear to you, or choose any country because they could all use your prayer. This part of the prayer is for the nations of our world. So choose your country or countries. Holy Spirit, be with those who live in the country that you've put in my hand. Give wisdom to their leaders. May they lead for the good of all. Provide for their healthcare systems and workers. Let previous divisions no longer divide. May they fully care for each other and have access to necessary supplies and have no need to live in fear. May they take care of each other and love deeply. And may your Spirit enable this to happen in miraculous ways. Now your hands in the supplication position because we're asking God to work mightily in his world. Almighty God, we, your people, the whole world, we need a vaccine. And we need tests, and we need ventilators, and we need medical staff and supplies. It seems that we need more than we have. But you are a God of abundance, one who multiplies the fish and the bread. Take what little we have and multiply it beyond possibilities so that all will know that you are God and that there will be enough and extra for all the people of the world who you love and know and who you created in your image. And then every valley shall be raised up and every mountain and hill made low. The rough places level and the rugged places a plain, and all the people and the glory of the Lord will be revealed and all the people will see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Jesus, let it be so.